Hi, this is DJ Bennett for the Kill Radio News team. You've probably seen the results of the poll done by a Democratic organization questioning whether GOP voters in Mississippi and Alabama think Obama is a Muslim. And the results showed that 52% of GOP in Mississippi and 45% of the GOP in Alabama claimed that they thought Obama was a Muslim, and only 12% in Mississippi and 14% in Alabama called him a Christian. I think it's important to remember this is probably more the result of the question than the answer. When you ask somebody a question that you already have the answer to, you are expecting an answer. And with these GOP voters who are already against Obama, they're going to automatically say the worst things about him that they can. So I don't know how true this poll is. And on top of that, there's the very simple thing that the people today know that it is politically incorrect to be racist, even in the Deep South. And so, therefore, instead of calling Obama the N-word, they call him a Muslim. It's probably that simple, and probably doesn't really register what they truly believe. Meanwhile, there's also the Kony 2012 video, which currently has 76 million views, the ultimate virality on YouTube, beginning with the statement that there are more people on Facebook today than there were on Earth 200 years ago, which even that is questionable. The Kony 2012 video is not a scam. It's not an organization trying to steal money from you. But they do oversimplify things. Joseph Kony is no longer in Uganda, so what's the point of sending soldiers to find him in Uganda? He's not there. And there's also the statement in the video that he has 30,000 child soldiers, when it's more like 600. And the 30,000 figure comes from the number of children that had been taken from families and villages over the past several years. All in all, there's a lot of confusion that needs clarity. My point will always be that you can't accept any statement on YouTube as a fact. Maybe it's President Obama's weekly address on YouTube or something like that. You can expect that there's probably some factual measures registered there. But when someone just gets up and blanketly says something on YouTube, it's not like that it's being peer-reviewed. You understand? It's not like a science paper. So just don't trust anything that you see on YouTube unless the information gets backed. That's all I'm saying. Meanwhile, this is the Weekly News and Review. This was posted on the 13th of March, 2012, by Ryan Liebenthal on the harpers.org website. I get it as an email. The harpers.org Weekly News is a summary of the news. It will give you enough information that if you wish to seek out more details of the story, simply take the highlights that are here and do a search in the news or on Google, and you will find more information. This is not an end result news. This is a summary of the news of the world, okay? And it does concern the news of the preceding week. In Afghanistan, a 38-year-old U.S. Army Staff Sergeant assigned to support Green Beret Village Stabilization Operations turned himself in after killing 16 villagers, 9 of them children, in the middle of the night, then setting fire to 11 of the corpses, including those of 4 girls under the age of 6. A 15-year-old boy who reported being shot in the leg said, "He came to my uncle's home. He was running after women. He was tearing their dresses, insulting them. He killed my uncle and killed our servant, and killed my grandma. He shot dead my uncle's son and his daughter." Hundreds of Afghans protested the murders outside Camp Belem Bey. Afghanistan's lower house of parliament issued a statement saying Afghans had run out of patience with foreign forces And President Hamid Karzai called the attacks unforgivable. Oh, here's something useful. Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich reiterated his call for Karzai to apologize for attacks on U.S. soldiers following the accidental burning of Korans outside a NATO base last month. "It's got to be a two-way street," said Gingrich, missing the point entirely. NATO admitted that some of its officials had revealed personal information to foreign spies who friended them with a fake Facebook account for NATO's most senior commander. Three of Osama bin Laden's widows were charged with illegally entering and residing in Pakistan, where the Justice Ministry objected to a bill raising the age of criminal responsibility to 12, arguing that the hot climate, poverty, and spicy food made Pakistani children mature faster. Oh, yeah, right. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko addressed an accusation by Germany's foreign minister that he was Europe's last dictator. "Better to be a dictator than gay," said Lukashenko. Oh, yes. In Iraq, officials and human rights groups estimated that 58 young people identified as emo have been killed in recent weeks by Shia. An Iraqi police officer said police were urging clerics to help them prevent violence against the emo or the vampires or Satan worshippers. The emo of today, said a Kurdish lawmaker, could be any person tomorrow. Voting results in 10 states on Super Tuesday failed to establish a clear frontrunner for the Republican presidential candidacy. Willard Mitt Romney won in Alaska, Idaho, Massachusetts, Ohio, Vermont, and Virginia, while idiot Rick Santorum won in North Dakota, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. After winning his home state of Georgia, Gingrich compared himself to a tortoise fighting lots of bunny rabbits as his supporters waved Newt-a-mania banners. A Tip City, Ohio woman interrupted a Santorum campaign event at a hamburger restaurant with an offer to make a cash donation. "Donate to Romney," the woman yelled, then handed Santorum two $20 bills. "He needs our money." Huh? At a Southern Methodist University conference on the influence of first ladies, Barbara Bush called the 2012 presidential campaign the worst she'd ever seen. "The rest of the world is looking at us these days," she remarked, and saying, "What are you doing? Is anybody on the Republican side listening to that comment?" The grounds outside a Maryland courthouse were evacuated after a deputy spotted a suspicious-looking coconut. And residents of the English town of Saltburn-by-the-Sea theorized that an Olympic-themed scarf found tied to a local pier was the result of the Saltburn Yarn Bomber, a guerrilla knitter also presumed responsible for the secret cardigan and a ripping yarn. A pair of knitted books slept outside the Saltburn Library earlier this year. "It's a classic whodunit," said a local reporter of the knitter's identity. "Personally, I think it's a group of people. One person couldn't do all that knitting on their own." A fox in Orpington, England, cornered a man and stole his garlic loaf. "If a fox is jumping at your shopping bag," said a British wildlife expert, "the best thing to use is a water pistol." A wild turkey named Godzilla was reportedly stalking a woman in Commerce Township, Michigan. "Every time I eat turkey, I smile," she told reporters. "I'd like to do that to him." An Anchorage funeral home owner known as the Mushing Mortician performed mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to save one of his huskies during an Iditarod sled dog race. Twin sisters Patricia and Joan Miller, who appeared on the television show The Hoffman Hayride in the 1950s, were reported to have died within hours of each other in South Lake Tahoe, California. And the Canadian province of Alberta revealed that two girls born there in 2011, were named Unique. Two humanoid robots pole dance to beats from a DJ robot with a megaphone-shaped head at a technology fair in Germany. There's the future of music for you, folks. Restaurateurs in Austria proposed changing the names of Gypsy Schnitzel and Moore's Shirt on Austrian menus to Cutlet with Pepper Sauce and Chocolate Dessert with Cream. An eBay bidder backed out of an agreement to pay a Nebraska woman $8,100 for a 3-year-old chicken McNugget resembling George Washington. Pat Robertson confirmed his support for the legalization of marijuana, suggesting it was something Jesus would have endorsed. "I don't think he was a teetotaler," said Robertson. Barack Obama's one-time Indonesian nanny, Evie, who was born as a boy named Turti, was found again living as a man in Jakarta, having endured years of discrimination. "Now when people call me a scum," she said, "I can just say, but I was nanny for the President of the United States." And that's the news this week. While everything seems to get crazier and crazier and crazier, wherever direction you look, wherever you look, things are insane right now. And fortunately, we can enjoy the Republicans falling apart as they continue to bash each other and show how little care they have for this country. Meanwhile, their base just loves them, even though that love is destroying the Republican Party and isn't good for the rest of the country either. This is DJ Bennett saying, come to killradio.org Friday nights at 11 p.m. for my musical collage show, The Chill Room, and listen to Kill Radio. You'll hear my news every week. Thanks for listening.